Hi there, and welcome to the first episode of the K is for Kindness podcast. I am so happy that you took the time out of your day to give this a listen. When I began really thinking about what I wanted to talk about in terms of wellness and motivation, it was very hard to choose which route to take my first episode. There are so many things that I could dive right into, but because this podcast is really designed for gaining confidence, wellness, motivation, I thought it would be appropriate to start with self-care, something that I think we could all use a little more of. Self-care is a concept that has become really popular, and that's really awesome, but I also think that there's ways that self-care has been promoted to do more harm than good. Self-care is not about working out every day to look a certain way. It's not about putting on makeup before you leave the house because you feel like you're less attractive otherwise. Self-care is not spending all of your money on materialistic items to band-aid real issues going on in your life. And by this, I mean, if you go out and you purchase something because, you know, maybe you're feeling a little bit down, maybe you had a bad day, it's okay to treat ourselves. But if we're using that item to kind of mask that emotion, when the excitement of purchasing that item goes away, we're still going to be left feeling unfulfilled. And lastly, self-care is not about masking or trying to perfect yourself in order to appeal to others. These are all things that I've done. Like I said, I'm not here to preach perfection. I'm here to kind of show us or show you the things that we're doing that are kind of more detrimental to our confidence rather than they're nourishing it. I would see fitness pages on Instagram where these girls were doing amazing stuff and getting thousands of likes. And I would think to myself, oh, wow, like they look so good. I certainly don't look like that. I do want to look just like them. So I want these likes. I want people to say these great things about me. Maybe if I took the time to work out more, maybe if I dieted, then my life would be more cool. I'd look better and then I'll be more confident. The reality is that if your self-care practices require the validation of others, it's not self-care. The truth is that if our self-care practices depend on validations from others through likes or compliments, they're only band-aiding our insecurities. So they're doing the same thing that purchasing the item is doing. Getting a like on a picture is going to give us temporary satisfaction unless we believe it ourselves. So if our self-care practices aren't guiding us to focus on our own inner beauty and guiding us to love ourselves for who we are, then we probably shouldn't be practicing them at all. So stop thinking that people on social media who live like these perfect lifestyles where they wake up at 5 a.m., they work out, they journal, they're able to go shopping, they drink chai lattes, and they're still so productive. All you see is what they post, and I guarantee they're only posting what they want you to see. If you can't see yourself waking up at 5 a.m., don't do it. I know that, you know, I love my sleep. I certainly couldn't do it. If journaling makes your hand cramp and you end up forgetting about your journal months later, like me, don't do it. I'm not going to hate on the chai latte, though, because I really do enjoy a chai latte. So let's start talking about doing self-care the right way. Self-care practices are activities that make you feel good about yourself, relieve stress, and gain confidence that don't require validation from others. So if you're going on that hike just to take a cute picture in your new workout clothes, stop. You can still post a cute picture of yourself in those workout clothes, but don't waste your time going on a hike doing it. Feel good for you. Go on the hike because it's something that excites you. You love the fresh air. And tune off of social media for a while. I want you to take the next few moments to start thinking about things that you love doing when you're alone. Do you love reading books? Do you love watching your favorite show on Netflix? Do you enjoy cooking? Whatever these self-care practices are, think about them and think about how it makes you feel when you do them. These are the things that are really going to drive to better your mental health. So when you take time for yourself, your whole world will change. You'll notice the stress in your life will decrease. Your attitude towards people may improve, depending on who they are, and you'll feel a little bit more at peace with yourself. There's a quote, I'm not sure who said it, so don't come at me, but the quote is, you have to love yourself first before you can love others. And this is a quote that I often think about when discussing self-care. You really have to be in the right mental state to give the best version of yourself to others. Because I know that if I'm stressed and I'm grumpy, I am certainly not going to be the nicest person in the world. I think my boyfriend can attest to this. So take time for yourself. The world is not going to crumble down before you. I used to think that if I changed my routine or even implemented like the smallest bit of self-care, people would think that I was being selfish and it would ruin my schedule. However, if you don't do these things for yourself, that's when you become overworked, burnt out, and left feeling unfulfilled. So go do whatever it is that you have to do. Sit down, reflect, and better your mental health. Thank you so much for listening in on today's episode. If you'd like to hear more, please hit that follow button down below. And if you're feeling extra kind, check out my Instagram page at K_forkindness. And I will talk to you next Wednesday.